Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. It is a great day when a very popular movie from 20 years ago, yeah, that really is 20 years ago, is now back in a musical format. Yes, also written by Tina Fey, as the original was. We're talking about Mean Girls. Is it worth your time and your entertainment dollars? We will be reviewing it later this hour on the Michael Medved Show. And also the idea that Republicans have a choice between a tie, that would be between Trump and Biden, or a guaranteed landslide with somebody else. That's a point made by Mark Thiessen. We will be analyzing that also on the Medved Show. But talking about the year ahead, what are the biggest dangers facing the United States and facing the world? Ian Bremmer, who's been a guest on this show frequently before, is an American political scientist. He's an author and an entrepreneur focused on global political risks. And he's the founder and president of Eurasia Group, which is a political risk research and consulting firm. Ian, thanks again for joining us. Looking ahead to the 11 and a half months we have left to go of 2024, is this emerging conflict with Iran, which brought 73 strikes on Yemen last night by U.S. and British forces, does the war with Iran represent the largest risk?
It's right up there. We put that as number two, the idea that the war between Israel and Gaza would not stay contained largely to that territory. And part of the reason here is the Iranians know. I mean, unlike when Trump hit them hard and killed Qasem Soleimani, the head of the defense forces, the Iranians understand in an election cycle, like, they get into a fight with the United States and the straits are shut down and oil's 150, 200. That's a global recession. Biden loses. And clearly they feel like they can continue to provide enormous amounts of support to all these proxies in the region to directly attack not just civilian ships, but American servicemen and women. And that is step by step bringing us closer to a metastasized conflict across the region. U.S. efforts at deterrence, Michael, against the Houthis, and there have been several of them, we can go through them if you want, at every step they've failed so far.
And do you think that this step is also likely to fail in terms of deterring the Houthis from interfering with global commerce?
Absolutely going to fail. It's a much bigger set of attacks. Five Houthi fighters were killed. Some of their military capabilities were degraded. But I think there's nothing that's going to stop them at this point. They believe that they have the full support, military support, diplomatic cover from the Iranians. They're also trying to improve their lie in an eventual ceasefire negotiation to end the civil war in Yemen. And the more symbolically they are shown as supporting the Palestinians and fighting against the Americans, especially while the Gulf state allies sit on the sidelines like the UAE and Saudi Arabia, the more influence they have internally in Yemen. So there are a lot of reasons why it's very unlikely that, you know, this time we really mean it and they're going to stop. I'd be stunned if that was the case.
And where would it be fought if there is an emerging conflict with Iran?
Well, right now there is a conflict with Iran, and it's being fought in Syria and in Iraq and in the Red Sea. and with skirmishes in the northern front between Israel and Lebanon vis-a-vis Hezbollah. That's where it is being fought. Now, there's also a question of whether we're going to see more terrorist activities against Americans in the region, and maybe more broadly than that. That's certainly something that also could emerge on the back of all this violence.
And you also list as one of the leading risks that we face in the United States and in the world is the partition of Ukraine, which you say would be an unacceptable outcome for Ukraine and the West. Why will that become reality with resistance from the United States and our allies?
Because politically, the United States has become much more divided on willingness to continue to send U.S. taxpayer money and weapons to help the Ukrainians defend themselves and to take their land back. The Germans had a constitutional crisis where they're not allowed to spend and redeploy money for COVID that they didn't spend, and that's going to make it harder for them, the largest economy in Europe, to keep providing support. And, I mean, other countries, the U.K. just offered $3 billion today, but no one's going to be able to fill the hole left by the United States, and that's even before Trump gets the nomination in the U.S., someone who considers Zelensky a political enemy and wants to end support, promises he'll end the war in a day. So, I mean, I do think that the Ukrainians are going to have a harder time taking any of their land back and indeed even defending their remaining territory. You know, when the war started, the average age of a Ukrainian recruit was 26. Today it's in the mid-40s. There are only 44 million Ukrainians, and this war is just getting harder for them to fight. So I want to be clear. I'm not suggesting I want Ukraine to be partitioned. Not at all. I just think it's increasingly inevitable. And the question is, what happens when that becomes obvious to Zelensky, when he has no other choices? Does he become more desperate? Does he take greater risks? What happens with Europe and NATO? Do we start to see divisions with the Hungarians, with others aligning more with, let's start working with the Russians again? Why are we spending all this money in this forever war? I mean, there are a lot of ways this could go much more badly.
And you list as the biggest risk for the United States being the United States versus itself. And you believe the election season, which really kicks off with the Iowa caucuses Monday, will test American democracy to a degree that the nation hasn't experienced since the Civil War. What's likely to happen that is so risky in this upcoming election?
Well, the backdrop that Americans increasingly just do not trust their institutions, and I'm not just talking about the presidency, but all three branches of government and the church and public schools and the mass media and social media. It's really hard to maintain a democracy in that environment, especially when Biden supporters and Trump supporters really don't share basic facts. They live in completely alternative and competitive information environments. That makes it much more dangerous to hold a free and fair election and to have a legitimate transfer of power, especially when the people that lose feel like they are facing really serious challenges. I mean, if Trump loses, there's a good chance he's going to jail. If Biden loses, there's a belief on the part of Biden and his advisors that Trump would work to politicize the IRS, the FBI, the DOJ, and go after them, investigate them, try to indict them, put them in jail. I mean, you know, that's not an advanced democracy. That sounds more like Peru, right? And the reason that this is the top risk is not because I fear civil war. I don't. It's not because I fear the U.S. is going to become a dictatorship. I don't believe that either. But I do believe that the U.S. losing its consolidated democracy and becoming a hybrid system, given that the U.S. is by far the most powerful country in the world, its strongest economy, its strongest military, so many countries rely on it, and the global backdrop is so dangerous right now compared to 2016, 2020, that's why this is the top risk.
Ian Bremmer. Fascinating and important material. You can read more at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. We will be right back.
It is outrageous what you are saying.
Michael Medved.
This is outrageous.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, there is a Washington Post editorial that's actually been run across the country by Mark Thiessen, who's been a guest on this show several times. Mark is a former speechwriter for President George W. Bush. the headline, which is one of those headlines, you have to read it when you hear the headline. And the headline asks a question. It says, you have a choice this year, Republicans. Do you want a toss-up or a landslide? And obviously, most people who are committed to the Republican Party and committed to the Republican Party winning for Senate seats and for House seats and for governorships and up and down the ticket, of course you want a landslide. Because if there is a toss-up, as we know from past experience, it is tough for Republicans to do well. If you have a landslide for the presidency and you have somebody who has coattails, well, Mark Thiessen writes, Joe Biden is the most vulnerable incumbent in modern presidential history. He has the lowest approval rating recorded for any president since the end of World War II. He has double-digit disapproval on every issue voters say is important to them. Yet despite Biden's unprecedented vulnerabilities, Donald Trump is currently leading him by how much in the Real Clear Politics average? It's 1.2%. That means it's a statistical tie because the 1.2% is well within the margin of error. The Republican frontrunner should be crushing Biden's in the poll, but he's not. Why? Because Trump is nearly as unpopular as Biden. Right now, Trump benefits, writes Mark Thiessen, from having been out of the daily media spotlight for the past 3 years. But as his trials begin, and he starts to campaign in earnest, Americans will be reminded of why they threw him out in 2020. And why Biden won the popular vote by 7 million. And as they do in every presidential election, the polls will tighten before November. Trump's current narrow lead among now some Democrats panicking that Biden might lose. In truth, it is Republicans who should be panicking that Biden might win. It doesn't have to be this way. That's what Mark Thiessen says. The election will be decided by a few thousand swing voters in a handful of battleground states. Democrats were shocked by the results of a November New York Times Siena College poll that showed Trump narrowly leading Biden in key battleground states. Well, that same poll showed that Nikki Haley was defeating Biden by 7 points in Arizona compared with 5 points for Trump. She was beating Biden by 10 points in Michigan compared with 5 points for Trump, 10 points in Pennsylvania compared with 4 points for Trump, and 13 points in Wisconsin, where Trump loses by 2 points. The poll also found that a majority of swing state voters view Trump negatively. Do Republicans want a nominee these voters will have to choke down their bile to vote for? Or do they want a nominee they can enthusiastically support? Numerous polls show Haley defeating Biden by double digits, the only GOP contender with such a lead. A December Wall Street Journal poll finds her ahead of Biden by 17 points, 13 points more than Trump in the same poll. Haley also leads Biden by 10 points in the December Messenger Harris X poll and 12 points in the November Marquette poll. Now, this is poll after poll after poll. Is there a message the American people are sending? Yeah. The choice is simple, says Mark Thiessen. One GOP candidate is neck and neck with the most unpopular president in modern history, and one crushes him. Ask most Democrats which Republican they fear most as a GOP nominee, and the answer is always Nikki Haley. And yet Republicans seem poised to nominate Trump. The one candidate as unpopular as Biden. Now, instead of ads, the weapon of choice is lawfare. Trump has been charged 91 times at the federal, state, and local level. To put this in perspective, the Unabomber faced just 13 charges. And in states across the country, local Democratic officials and left-wing activists are trying to use a 14th Amendment provision to kick Trump off the ballot. Trump's support among Republicans grows stronger with each legal assault on him. which is exactly what Democratic leaders want, because they believe he is the easiest GOP candidate to beat. Republican voters need to decide, are they going to go and fall for this trap? Is avenging Trump more important than beating Biden? The stakes could not be higher. Biden is the most disastrous president in my lifetime, writes Mark Thiessen. And if he wins, chances are that he might not complete his second term. Just look at how he has declined over the past 3 years, how his gait has stiffened and his ability to answer simple questions has declined. If Biden is reelected, it's likely that Kamala D. Harris will assume the presidency. As Republicans begin to caucus and vote, they have a choice to make. Choose wisely, and we could have the red wave Republicans hoped for 2 years ago. Choose poorly, and get ready for a second Biden term. Now, does that make some sense? It would seem to, because one of the key elements of getting a victory here is making this an election that's not just about Biden. It's not just about Trump. It's about a choice. And given the fact that both Trump and Biden are so familiar and people dislike them both, wouldn't a fresh face be a good idea? That fresh face is going to be cold in Iowa when the caucus takes place on Monday. Ron DeSantis is in Iowa and speaking to volunteers, and he referenced some of the climactic challenges they're going to be facing. This is clip 11.
I'll ask you for your support on Monday. I know it's going to be cold. I know it's going to be not the most pleasant, but I don't think you'll ever be able to cast a vote that has more impact given the circumstances. We don't know what the turnout's going to be. It could be much smaller than what it's been in the 16th cycle. That's possible. So if you're going out and you're bringing four or five different friends with you or family members, that is going to pack a punch in a way that voting in a general election just simply would.
Well, again, given the very difficult climactic conditions, they are predicting that for 7 p.m. on caucus night, and of course you're supposed to go out to the caucuses at night, the wind chill factor will lead to temperatures of minus 28 degrees, far colder than any caucus since 1980. By the way, you know who won the Republican caucus in 1980? It wasn't Ronald Reagan, actually. We will get to that and to much more, including a review of the new musical version of Mean Girls opening in theaters today. 1-800-955-1776.
The Michael Medved Show.
It's powerful and inspiring.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. The Pentagon's Inspector General being tasked now to look back over how the Defense Department handled Secretary Lloyd Austin's recent hospitalization. Pentagon spokesman Pat Ryder says
whether the DOD's policies and procedures are sufficient to ensure timely and appropriate notifications and the effective transition of authorities as may be warranted.
President Biden and other top officials did not learn of Austin's hospitalization for prostate cancer until days after the fact. In Congress, many House conservatives are saying saying not so fast to an earlier announced spending deal. Democratic Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says there is still much work to do to avert at least a partial government shutdown.
I am taking the first procedural step for the Senate to pass a temporary extension of government funding so the government does not shut down.
Schumer and new Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson had announced last Sunday that they had arrived at an agreement on spending. This is your...
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
From politics to pop culture and from coast to coast, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And the Michael Medved Show is live every day from noon to 3 Pacific time. That's why we're live right now as I'm speaking to you, as you're hearing it. And it's also live from 3 o'clock until 6 o'clock Eastern time. And it's been that way for close to 30 years doing the show. And it is that way continuing in this eventful new year of 2024. You can be part of all of that, either listening to the show live, streaming it live, or downloading it on demand at a time that's convenient for you. And you do that in a commercial-free environment. By becoming a MedHead member. And just go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banners. And right now there's a special going on for the early weeks of 2024 where you get 20% off for a limited time. And that's particularly a great deal if you become a MedHead Plus member, because as a MedHead Plus member, you get to stream any and all audio programs for sale in the MedVed History Store. That's much more than 100 different hours of information and, yes, entertainment. Because, for instance, the American Revolution series that we have that covers almost week by week the progress of America's struggle for independence, that and the origins of the Middle East war between Israel and its Arab neighbors, that's been a very popular MedVed history program. All of that is available for free when you become a MedHead Plus member, for which there's a 20% off special going on right now. Check it out at the michaelmedved.com or you can go directly to the Medved History Store. Meanwhile, concerning history, no one is going to go back and look in time capsules for the debate that occurred this week, just past the debate between Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley, both of whom are good people and both of whom I think would be capable presidents. I do. And in fact, a number of people looking at the nastiness between the two of them, and it's not a joke, immediately thought, yeah, well, what about that? What about that as a ticket? Would that be an interesting ticket? It would be hard to imagine them working together after some of the hostility. But then again, there are stranger things that have happened, and some of the lists of Trump's possible running mates, including Marjorie Taylor Greene or Tulsi Gabbard, who until the day before yesterday was a Democrat, and Carrie Lake, who, by the way, just had a very good poll in Arizona where she's tied for the U.S. Senate seat. So it may be better for Republicans for her to continue that race. It could be a three-way race, but nobody knows yet whether Kyrsten Sinema, the incumbent senator in Arizona, is going to run for re-election. In any event, Larry Kudlow was on Fox talking about the GOP debate and Trump's town hall. The town hall, of course, was on Fox. The debate was on CNN. And here's what Kudlow had to say about those two political extravaganzas. Clip 7.
Donald Trump had a big night last night at the Fox town hall. He looked and sounded presidential, stayed on message with key policies. While Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis spent 2 hours frying each other's brains out with no purpose whatsoever. Very few people watched that debate. Those that did probably walked away in a foul mood. My guess is, this is just my guess, Mr. Trump gained a lot of votes in both Iowa and New Hampshire, while those two lost a lot of votes in Iowa and New Hampshire.
Okay, we will see how that works. The polling doesn't necessarily show that. Of course, it's still more polls to come with the debate having just occurred on Wednesday. And meanwhile, there is some question about the impact of some of the legal proceedings against Donald Trump. There's been a general assumption that the worse things get for him in a courtroom, the better they get for him as a candidate. And I'm not sure that's necessarily true, watching some of the unfolding at the very end of the fraud trial with Judge Ergeron, and where we're supposed to be having a judgment, which could be a $370 million penalty and bans on future business dealings in New York if, as widely expected, President Trump actually loses in that particular trial. This is Norm Eisen, who's a legal analyst on CNN, talking a little bit about the impact on Trump's business if he does lose in that case. This is clip 9.
What's the risk right now for the Trump organization?
Well, it's substantial, Wolf, including that when all of these trial and appellate proceedings are concluded, it may no longer be called the Trump Organization. It's not just the massive over $300 million in financial penalties for the wrongdoing that the Attorney General is seeking, but there is injunctive relief. This judge has already ordered, it's been stayed pending appeal, this judge has already ordered some of the remedies that can be referred to as a corporate death penalty. Trump and his sons not allowing to participate in the business, not allowed to do other business, to take loans for a period of time, perhaps putting a receiver in charge. If all of that comes to pass, and if it holds up on appeal, and I think the judge has been careful, like with those Eric and Don Jr. comments, he's showing balance. If it holds up on appeal, this could be the end of the Trump Organization as we have known it for all of these years.
Okay, but that doesn't mean that's the end politically, because obviously President Trump has put priority on his political future rather than his business future. He was asked about having the Iowa caucuses coming up Monday and then a big event that Trump has scheduled for New Hampshire on Tuesday. His question, is he going to go back for the second E. Jean Carroll case, which is scheduled for Wednesday? This is Trump's response to a reporter, clip three.
The Iowa caucus Monday, an event in New Hampshire Tuesday. Are you going to be back in court for the E. Jean Carroll case on Wednesday?
Yeah, well, that's another one. That's sponsored by Reid Hoffman and some Democrat operatives. I never saw this woman in my life other than they have a picture with her and her husband, John Johnson, a nice guy who was a newscaster many years ago. I remember him, and she said horrible things about him since. I mean, horrible, horrible things, called him bad names. I have no idea who this woman is. I have absolutely no idea. The whole thing is ridiculous that this is even a case. This should never have happened. But again, this is sponsored by the Democrats. That's another case. All sponsored by, it's a demeaning kind of a thing, and that's what they want to do. It's called election interference. And yeah, I'm going to go to it, and I'm going to explain. I don't know who the hell she is. I have no idea. They called me up years ago, and they said, do you know about this woman 25 or 30 years ago? She doesn't even know the date, the time, the month, the season. She has no idea. And if you read it, if you watch, take a look at the Anderson Cooper interview of her. And if you take a look at that, Trump is so innocent. But we have been given a very unfair trial there, too. I don't get very fair trials in New York.
Okay. Meanwhile, there is another issue, and one issue that I think should unite people. South Korean lawmakers this week outlawed the breeding, slaughter, and sale of dogs for human consumption. A centuries-old practice that is now unpopular and rare today. Dog meat was much more common when South Korea was destitute. But now they have a big entertainment industry. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines, become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
With war and politics consuming so much of our attention and producing so little in the way of good feelings or reassurance about the future, I wish everybody a feeling of a break for this weekend, coming up to the Martin Luther King holiday, coming up to the Iowa caucuses at the beginning of next week. We should all take a few moments to remember how wonderful it is to live in this country and to actually have a chance to participate in some of the decisions that this country is in the process of making for itself. We will continue to talk about that, but first up, there's a big new movie, which is a remake of a classic that is really beloved by a lot of people from 20 years ago. The latest from Hollyweird. Okay, there is one smaller movie that we're covering, and it's actually a film that's gotten a lot of film festival response and impact, and it's very artfully done. It's called All of Us Strangers, and it's about a lonely London screenwriter who can't seem to draw a definitive line between his dream life, which is very vividly portrayed on screen, and reality. And one of the things that happens is he is a single gay guy who meets another guy, played by Paul Mescal, who may be a durable love interest. But then again, he has a problem with his parents, who don't seem to understand his life. The mother is played by Claire Foy. The movie, well, sounds like this.
Now it's time for...
Okay. The film, which is rated R, it has some very graphic sex scenes. Again, it's very artful, and some of the dreamlike sequences are well enough done to be disturbing. But the movie takes you nowhere, and you don't really want to be part of either the dreams or the reality for the main characters. The film sounds like this.
Is this real?
Does it feel real?
Our boy's back home.
Our son. Look at you. You were just a boy. And now you're not.
It was a long time ago.
Yeah, I don't think that matters. I've always felt like a stranger in my own family.
I'm always scared of something. Always running away. Do you remember?
It's funny. It doesn't take much to make you feel the way you felt.
Okay, one of the things that is problematic in his relationship with his parents is they've been dead for 30 years. And whether they are real or ghosts or what, that's not giving too much away, because the film blurs the answers as well as the questions. It's rated R for some very graphic and detailed gay sex scenes. 2 stars for All of Us Strangers, which is receiving acclaim for its artistry, but not for the levels of satisfaction it provides. A film that will do much better with the public is Mean Girls. The original Mean Girls came out in 2004 with a script by Tina Fey, starring Tina Fey as a high school teacher who's sort of the voice of the audience or the vision of the audience. And it starred Lindsay Lohan as a math whiz, Katie, who has been homeschooled living in Africa, and she comes and discovers that her North Shore High School, which is supposed to be Evanston, Illinois, is actually dominated by very mean, yes, that's the title, Mean Girls, by very mean and unforgiving cliques that make war with one another. The new film is different because it's based upon a stage show with music. The music was actually written by Tina Fey's husband, Jeff Richmond, who does the job here again. This is full of songs, all of which are catchy and well choreographed by an enthusiastic core of actors and dancers. Difficulty is you can't really understand the lyrics because they come at you so fast, and if you don't know them by heart, you're not at all clear what they're actually singing. Nevertheless, the movie has energy and some pizzazz. Mean Girls.
May I have everyone's attention, please? We have a new student.
What's up, Katie?
Are you trying to make the best of this field, then?
I'm not trying to. It's happening.
Dear God, woman.
Get in, Luther.
Regina George is a scum-sucking life burner.
Why is he by our table?
I can hear you, by the way.
Can you hear me now? We're going to make her pay.
Girls are made deranged by what's called hormones. W-H-O.
What is going on?
What is going on? Well, people who are familiar with the first film will know what's been going on and will enjoy some cameos. And Tina Fey looks amazingly unchanged in 20 years, and she's a likable screen presence. Despite all of the energy and despite the apex predator, the character named Regina George, as she was in the first film, is played by Renee Rapp, who actually wrote some of the songs that are used in this film. The most biggest difficulty with it is that the transmission or the transfer from talking dialogue to actually people bursting into song at the shortest of notice, that is a little bit clumsy in this version. So that the biggest laugh involves one of the characters, won't tell you which one, where you just know they're sort of going from talking to all of a sudden you're going to hear them sing, and the character thinks better of it and goes back to normal speech, which is a little bit of a relief because you can understand it better. The movie is rated PG-13 with references to sex and drinking and other things that some teenagers some places do. And it's rated PG-13, which is probably a fair rating. It's also, it seems to me, fair to give it 2.5 stars. You can feel nostalgia for the prior film, but I think that because the music is such a jittery distraction in the film, to the 2.5 stars is not going to make you forget about the original Mean Girls that people cherished. Coming up on Monday, it is the Martin Luther King holiday, and Martin Luther King, in addition to everything else about him, was a man of God. He was a preacher. And now there's a new trend, which is called churches without God. Question about how do secular congregations, and yes, they are increasing all across the country, fill a need for non-religious Americans. We'll be talking about it. Also, a shocking report that in the Wall Street Journal, the teens who use marijuana are suffering from intense psychosis at a rate that is concerning a lot of people about the pot affliction and addiction that occurs around the country. There's also reporter Chris Saliza, who has declared war on an athletic hero who has meddled in other issues beyond the gridiron. Okay, now you know what sport. Who is it? We will talk about that on the Michael Medved Show. Also, flying in America, there have been a series of horrible events that have gotten the public's attention. But in reality, flying has never been safer. How do we know? And what can we do or need to, should we do to make it even safer than before? We will get to that. And there is the new segregation on campus, where a major medical school is dividing students by race to teach anti-racism. And of course, on Monday, there are the Iowa caucuses. We'll give you the last minute reports as to what to expect in the first round of the primary struggle to see who's going to be the Republican nominee for President of the United States and to lead this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hey, old man. Yeah, you, baby boomer. Are you feeling tired, run down, old, have aches and pains? Do you have a lack of energy that you once had in your youth? Carbon 60 is a new technology to help you restore your youth. Now, this is not hype or a gimmick. You see, Carbon 60 detoxifies you at the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. The results reported with energy, health, and vitality are nothing short of miraculous. In short order, you'll notice a difference in a few days. It's not a drug, it's carbon. Give us a call at Greska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040 and feel young again.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.